This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. One of the many things that's happened in Japan after the earthquake and tsunami 2 years ago is that farmers and fishermen anywhere near Fukushima are having a tough time making a living. People are just afraid of contamination. But there is one restaurant in Tokyo that deliberately serves food from the part of northeastern Japan hit the worst. My Japanese is a little rusty, but I'm told the rough translation of its name is Reconstruction Supporting Drinking Place. Catherine Winter paid a visit.
The manager of Fuko Shien Sakaba pops open a bottle of sake and pours until the glass overflows into a saucer. His rowdy customers cheer on the drinker. The sake comes from the Tohoku region of Japan, the area hit by the tsunami and nuclear disaster. Manager Masahide Tateoka says the dishes on the menu are specialties of the region.
Like fresh wakame seaweed, sashimi, soba noodles. Fukushima is mainly known for their hot pot dishes, but also their distinctive Fukushima ramen and ika ninjin, a squid and carrot dish. They're all very popular.
The restaurant has its own radiation detectors to make sure the food is safe. In one room, a group of 10 people is drinking beer and sake and using chopsticks to cook seaweed in portable boiling pots. Everyone in this group volunteers in the disaster area. Some of them go every weekend. They've delivered food and Christmas presents to displaced people. They've planted cherry trees in ground scoured by the tsunami. College student Naoki Tashiro organizes bus trips for volunteers.
What we do is look for the missing people, and right now we can go into places that haven't been searched before. And what happens is, we find things that remind you that there was a life there. Big trees, beer bottles, a coffee can, tires, regular things, but with all this mud. And once out of three times, we do find the people, the remains.
Tashiro says he narrowly escaped being killed. He was scheduled to take a class on March 13th, but the building that held the classroom was destroyed on March 11th. At the bar up front, a couple of men in business suits are sitting in front of empty dishes, getting tipsy on bowls of milky sake.
And what did you eat tonight?
Takashi Kuramochi says he's mostly been drinking sake. He says sake from the area hit by the tsunami 2 years ago is delicious. While we're talking, his colleague, Toru Wadajima, gets an alert on his iPhone.
Earthquake.
Earthquake alarm. The floor starts to sway like a moving subway car.
Is it serious?
We get shaken for a good 20 seconds. And then Wadajima's cell phone tells him it was magnitude 6 in the neighboring prefecture.
Look.
But you are already relaxed and back to drinking your sake.
The guys say Japanese people are used to this sort of thing. But Kuramochi says the massive earthquake that struck 2 years ago was different. He thinks the tsunami and the nuclear accident that followed were the biggest thing ever to happen to Japan, bigger than the atomic bomb. My interpreter translates for him.
Yes, there's 2 million people out there in Tohoku region now still suffering. And I feel that, you know, if I want to have a drink and have a good time, why not come to a place to support the Tohoku areas, of course. So that's why I come here.
The restaurant doesn't only serve food from the disaster area to support the farmers there. It also donates all of its profits to the region. Last year, it contributed 15 million yen. That's $162,000 to try to help rebuild the cities devastated by the earthquake and tsunami. For Burn, I'm Catherine Winter for Marketplace.
Burn, an energy journal, is from Sound Vision Productions with support from the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation.